Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today will be taken from Deuteronomy 32, verse 11 and 12. And it reads, "As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wing, taking them up, carrying them on its wings, so the Lord alone led him. And there was no foreign god with him." Training is the act of showing a person a particular skill or type of behavior. Real, adequate, and relevant training is not only informative or instructive, it is also demonstrative. Training is all about equipping and empowering you in order to make you qualified, fit, and competent to carry out the desired action on your own to the required standard. The goal of training is to develop you according to your individual gift and bent, so that you can perform at a better and higher level. In order for you to benefit maximally from any kind of training, the focus has to be on sharpening an ability, capacity, or capability that you already possess. Proverbs 22 and verse 6 declares, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and in keeping with his individual gift or bent, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." The text of scripture for today describes the process that a mother eagle deploys to train her eaglets to fly. The process involves the following. Number one, stirring her nest to get the eaglet out of its comfort zone. Number two, hovering over the eaglet in order to show it by example how to fly. Number three, spreading out its wing over the eaglet so that it doesn't fall. And number four, taking the eaglet high up and then releasing it to teach it how to spread its wings. This entire process is what a mother eagle uses to transform its eaglet into a full-grown eagle. What I find very instructive is the phrase, "So the Lord alone led him." In other words, how the mother eagle leads its eaglet through training in order to become a full-grown eagle is the same process that the Lord led Israel in order to mature them in the wilderness. The point is that the Lord grows and matures his people as he leads them through his unique, personalized, and custom-made training program for them. I call this his leading and dealing. Submitting to this process of the Lord's training and passing the test at the end of it are major conditions for reigning in life and destiny. Romans 5:17 declares, "For if by the one man's offense that reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ." Although it may be initially uncomfortable for the eaglet, after a while, due to the impact of the training, it shifts into the growth zone and actually begins to fly by itself. Training and retraining are required to stretch you out of your comfort zone to the fear or faith zone, which leads to the learning zone and eventually lands you in your growth zone. Training increases your capacity as you are taken from your comfort zone through the fear or faith zone, learning zone, and finally your growth zone. Real transformation occurs in your life at the end of your comfort zone, after you've overcome the fear zone and made adjustments at the learning zone. Then you will begin to thrive at your growth zone. This is how you train to reign. Now let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you because there is more in store for me in my life and destiny. I receive grace to leave my comfort zone, overcome the fear zone, make adjustments at the learning zone, and thrive in my growth zone. I declare that I rise from the low level to the level and height that God has ordained for me. I declare that I am an eagle, not a chicken. I soar to high places, realms, spheres, and dimensions. In Yeshua's name, amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua HaMashiach is my Savior, first love, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. Using next steps as a subject that can help you grow further in Christ. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations Podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ugbeyeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ugbeyeku. Or simply copy the link and post in your browser and it will take you there. If you are blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ugbeyeku. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.